Rovers Review on Ocean FM Sport.
Okay, welcome to the first Rovers Review of the new 2019 season. We'll talk Finn Harps later and reflect on an eventful weekend for them in Dublin as well. But it's Rovers all the way for the next while as we reflect on Friday night at Oriel Park and that 1-1 draw against the champions Dundalk.
Well, good evening and welcome to Oriel Park on the opening night of the new SSE Airtricity League Premier Division season. Rovers need to ride just the early moments and steady the ship in these first few minutes. And Dante Leverock, a bit of indecision, and that's a bad mistake by Leverock. And a Dundalk player goes down. That's going to be a penalty kick for the home side. In the sixth minute, it's Robbie Benson was brought down after a mistake by Dante Leverock.
It's great to see them taking so long with him in one way, because it makes sure the right treatment was given to him at the time. But
it's Dundalk nil, Sligo Rovers nil here at Oriel Park. We've played 10 minutes, but much of that time has been for an injury hold-up to Robbie Benson, who is now being carried by stretcher from the field of play. And this is the applause he's getting from both sets of supporters here at Oriel Park. Sean Murray, Dundalk's new signing, is in the field. Here comes the penalty. It's Pat Hoban, right footed. Saved by Ed McGuinty. Rovers keeper saves the penalty. Well, Gavin Dykes, you mentioned that the long delay might help Rovers more than Dundalk when play restarted, and that's happened. Yeah. McGuinty saves the penalty for Rovers.
Yeah, look, a great save, and it wasn't a bad penalty, it was a great save, but it's funny in football, you know, we've always seen it used. You're trying to delay, you're trying to do everything you can to make it set the forward kick about the penalty kick, and the delay didn't help him, but we've got away with one, and now hopefully we can go and build on it.
John Matney in possession for Dundalk. Dundalk nil, Sligo Rovers nil. He's got three, four Sligo Rovers players around him, somehow managed to retain possession and feed it through to Michael Duffy, who in turn finds Sean Murray. Good ball for Murray, and the header. What a save by McGuinty. What a save by McGuinty. Was that Patrick Hoban's header? Ed McGuinty has earned his wages tonight. A penalty save in the 12th minute, and now in the 39th, a point blank save from that vicious Dundalk header that had goal all over it. But somehow McGuinty got there, and maybe that's why he's been picked tonight, Gavin Dykes.
Well, the ball from Murray was outstanding. Yeah. It really, really was. Hoban done everything right, but McGuinty has made a great save. You know, he really has. It's outstanding save.
A flavour of the results, and then came Jack Keeney's free kick, followed by Sean Murray's equaliser in the second half. Just a flavour of Friday night's commentary on oceanfm.ie and on FM. 1-1 it finished, and a lively match, back to the wall for a while, but they showed great heart to hold out and earn a share of the spoils. Here's the Rovers manager, Liam Buckley, with his thoughts after the final whistle.
I would have liked to win, I'll be honest with you, especially at half time where we're winning 1-0, but listen, anybody watching the game, Dundalk probably would deserve to win the game with the amount of chance they had in their play. I think without the ball we are very good tonight. We've worked extremely hard. With the ball we are bang average. We just need to improve that if we're going to win games.
In a peculiar way, did the penalty work wonders more for Rovers than Dundalk, in terms of you seem to up at a level off the back of that save?
Yeah, it was a great save, in fairness. Now he is, I'm watching him in training every day, and there's just very little between Luke, Mike Nicholas, Mitch Beeney and Ed, and you know, they're making penalty saves and they're doing this, and they do make them, you know, the kind of way. Now I've no doubt it was, from his end of it, went the right way. Great save. If they had to score that after I think it was in the first 5 minutes, it can be a tricky match, you know. But that gave us a bit of a lift. We've hung on there. Jack Keeney stuck on the back of the net, which can happen. And obviously we're coming in the half, so I'm winning 1-0. We're not saying we're holding on for it, although the way the game went in the second half, they had the bulk of the play. But in fairness, I thought the lads have shown great character to dig in and get a point.
How did you feel the new guys did tonight?
As I say, defensively, to a man, I think they've all done really well. It's just with the ball, like, if we're going to win games, we have to fundamentally play better with the ball. Now, in saying that, you have to have possession of it. And Dundalk are a decent outfit. They're the league champions the last few years. They're the benchmark in our league. That's why they had the bulk of the possession. But we've got to aspire to keep a hold of the ball, and if we do, we will create our chances. I'm looking at the players that we have. Like, they're technically very good, they're very fit, they just need to believe in a style, and with that style we're going to try and get into them and win matches.
And it's going to take people like Romeo a while to get used to the pace, the physicality of League of Ireland football.
It'll take them all. I mean, just if some of the younger kids, like Liam Kerrigan's only wet day in it as well, and played a few games the last back end of the season. And Jack is only a young kid of the last season, played, in fairness, he played probably half season or more. But I think they'll all learn that if we're going to be at the top end of the table, competing at the top end of the table, we have to fundamentally step up to the way they play tonight. And if we can go and keep the ball as good as them and have that sort of character from a defensive point of view, which is shown tonight, we'll do okay.
You mentioned Ed and Mitchell were close in training, little between them, but he played very well tonight. And even when Rovers lost 5-0 here last season, he was one of the players that emerged with distinction from that game. Was that a factor that you know he'd played well here before?
I'd seen him. And Luke McNeice as well. There's very little between all three of them. And it was difficult to leave one not even involved this evening, in another kind of way. But I look at every confidence in all three of them. In fairness to Ed, he's shown that tonight, and he had a terrific game.
Your old club Pats won tonight, and they come to the Showgrounds next Friday.
Fantastic, looking forward to it now. Great, I'm sure they'll bring up their support. I'm sure they've their expectations to try and make a top four again. Our expectations to improve on tonight.
But nice to have something to show for it after the opening night of the season.
Most definitely, like as I said, there won't be too many teams that will get a point up here. They are very good. They're the benchmark for our league. You can see they're very competent on the ball tonight. They have created quite a few chances. They know what they're about. We've dug in. We've got a great point from where I'm at. And we just have to improve our group.
One last question to finish, Liam. How close are Ronan Murray and David Cawley to being in the mix for selection?
Maybe next week again, I'll have to have a look at that. We'll see how the week goes for them. Ronan's back in training, so we'll just see how he goes over the next few days. And David will, I think both of them will have a chance next weekend.
That's Liam Buckley, the Sligo Rovers manager, on the artificial surface at Oriel Park after the final whistle last Friday night. We're going to talk to Kyle Callum McFadden, who was the Rovers captain on Friday night, in just a second. After we hear from the Dundalk first team coach, John Gill, this was his assessment of Sligo Rovers on Friday night.
I thought for a new group together, a lot of new players, a new manager, I thought they dug in. You know, should we win the game? I think absolutely. Young McGinty had an exceptional game and goal, but listen, they've definitely got something to work with. A couple of them did very, very well. Sligo are a good team. They're good players, and we certainly didn't treat them any lightly. They have a very good manager. I think they've got a bright season to look forward to. It's a new group, and when you look at who they hadn't got playing for them tonight, in fairness as well, Ronan Murray, David Cawley, like, they've some good players to come back into that group. Young Coughlin that they signed, and they'll probably sign one or two more. They have a crafty manager who's been there and done it. You know, I think the signs are good for Sligo.
John Gill, the Dundalk first team coach, speaking to Ocean FM Sport. Afterwards, let's talk to Kyle Callum McFadden, the Sligo Rovers captain on Friday night. Kyle, you'd have taken 1-1 beforehand, would you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, even when we've seen the fixtures come out before pre-season, you know, you definitely would have took 1-1 away for the champions with both hands. So, good result in the night.
What sort of a game was it to play in?
I think, you know, not many teams will go down to Dundalk and, you know, keep majority possession. You know, they're champions for a reason. A lot of teams in this league will know their style of play, so... You know, we just kind of went there and thought, you know, we'll have a right go at these. We'll press them from the start. And thankfully, you know, paid off, mate, and we got a 1-1 draw.
Your backs were to the wall for a fair portion of the match, but you knew that coming in. And I know there were some nervy moments, but the team seemed to grow in confidence. It was as if you're still getting to know each other out there as the match wore on.
Oh, definitely. New management team, new players, whatever, you know. Still a few bits have to click. But, you know, we had a wee blip at the start, you know, individual errors, whatever it may be. But, you know, we got that first 10-minute period over with. And then we settled into the game well defensively then. You know, like I said before, not many teams will go down there and control possession. But still a lot to work on. But you take loads of positives away from that result.
Yeah, and against the champions, I mean, when you read out their names in the match programme, from Michael Duffy on the left flank to Paddy McElhenney behind the front man, to Patrick Hooban up front, to Sean Murray, of all people, a former Watford footballer, coming on, setting up chances in the first half, scoring in the second. You guys had a lot to contend with on the opening night of the season, didn't you?
Oh, we did, yeah. But, you know, the 11 who started and the subs that come on, you know, every man up to their job and done the job, you know. Jonathan Levy kept Mickey Duffy quiet. Dante and John, you know, Pat Hogan didn't really have a look into the fair by the penalty and the save that Ed made. You know, they're just they're top quality players, and you know, you go down there and your assigned job to do, especially against them. Defensive roles are more key against Dundalk. But every man stuck for a job, and we were delighted with the results.
And I think the one thing that was noticeable, I don't know if you agree, Kyle, or if you can make that judgment when you're playing in the middle of it, was the heart shown by Rovers on Friday night. Whatever about conceding the amount of possession you had to, the nature of the game away from home against the champions. But the battling qualities of Rovers was something that I think endeared the away support there on Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Like if you come back to, you know, you're going down to Dundalk, you're going to defend, but everyone gave 110%, if not more, you know. Opening night of the season, you know, whether it may be first game of the season, everyone trying to impress live on TV, whatever it may be, but every man stuck to the job and really dug in. And that's what you expect to see from us throughout the rest of the season, you know, grit and determination, but we'll definitely get better with the ball because, you know, you're down with the champions, you want to just kind of not sit in, say, but you don't want to get beat 2 or 3 nil, so you're happy going down there getting a 1-1 draw.
How did playing in that holding midfield role suit you on Friday night, Kyle?
I enjoyed it, to be fair. I've been playing there all pre-season. Hopefully now with the other games coming now, I'll be able to get on the ball more. It's tough in there against Dundalk. You've got Pat Holden behind you and you're trying to watch Patrick McElhinney and Sean Murray running off your shoulder, whatever it may be. But especially when you've got John and Dante behind you chatting to you the whole time, it's quite easy enough. You know, the main thing in there is that it is defensive midfielder, so I'm not too far away from centre-back if I'm ever in doubt.
Yeah. How did you think Dante and Romeo got on? You know, there were four debutants on the team on Friday night, and it's going to take them a while to get used to League of Ireland style football, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought the two boys were good. They were very good. You know, I keep saying defensive roles, that's what everyone was good at on the night. You know, Romeo showed glimpses of his pace and power. You know, I don't think Sean Hoare and Brian Gartland won too many headers against them. And I don't think they'd be able to say that about too many strikers against Dundalk this season with them two at centre-back. But Romeo really won his first year. And Dante showed the presence he has in the box. You know, he's interceptions he's made, the headers he's been clearing, you know, he's a powerful lad and he's a threat to offset pieces as well, so that's something that's going to be a big advantage for us this season.
Yeah, you wore the captain's armband on Friday night, Kyle. Does that mean you're officially the captain for the season now, or has that decision been made yet?
Me and Liam had a talk before the game on Friday. You know, he said I was going to lead the team out on Friday. Well, I don't know if that may be for the season. You know, I'm sure we'll talk more in a week. But I was glad to lead the boys out.
Sure.
You know, for the first away game to Dundalk. But you know, we've got so many leaders in that team there. You know, you've got Ed, who's 19 in goal. Like you've seen the performance he put in. He's a big voice there. You've got the whole back line. You know, everyone there's full of characters, full of leaders. You know, there's not really a captain. If that's what I want to say, like all I'm wearing is the armband, but there's 11 men on that pitch going to fight for one another, and that's how it'll be for the season.
Sure. Ed McGinty had some match on Friday night.
He was brilliant. Three keepers, you know, they all came back very sharp, you know, as Liam said before. It was a hard decision for him to make, but obviously on the night he made the right one.
He surely did. I do remember him last season, Kyle. I don't know if you recall. I mean, and I'm not bringing up a bad result for you, but towards the end of last season, Rovers went to Oriel Park and lost 5-0. But one of the players who came out of that match with credit, and it might sound bizarre saying that when you conceded 5 goals, but Ed actually had a good game that night. And I'm wondering if Liam was mindful of that last season Ed performed well against Dundalk at Oriel Park.
Yeah, no, Ed's an excellent keeper, and yeah, I remember that. Actually, we did go down with a Trump 5-0, but he did have a good game that day. You know, he stopped it from being 8 or 9-0 said or whatever. But Ed's a brilliant keeper. You know, he works hard every day. You know, he does his extra bits. But he was more glad he picked sort of Ed then after the match because, you know, he saved the penalty and he made a great save off Pat Hogan's header. But maybe the shot from Sean Murray, you know, was a bit of a thunderbolt from outside the box. I don't think many keepers in the league would have got to that there. But no, it's been brilliant since the start of pre-season.
He certainly has. I know it's only one result, but the fact that it's an away draw against the champions, what does this do for team morale in the Rovers dressing room, do you think, Kyle?
It's a big boost of confidence, especially against Dundalk. You know, as you said last year, when we went down there, we got thumped 5-0, some change from them. But, you know, we're back in tomorrow. We're working on Pats now. That's our focus now, St. Pat's on Friday night, and everyone's ready to go for that one. And hopefully the showgrounds get packed for it.
Yeah, it's Liam Buckley's old club, of course, and you'll have a couple of your former teammates potentially playing against you in Mikey Drennan and Reese McCabe. That's going to be weird, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you know, two boys moved on. You know, that's their decision, but I'm fully focused on Sligo Rovers. I don't really care about who plays for what team. You know, I just want to go out there on the weekend and give me all for Sligo Rovers, as do all the boys at the club.
Sure. Well, they're doing well. You've done well so far. To finish, Kyle, how are you getting on working under Liam Buckley? What are your early impressions? I know you're all still getting to know each other, but to date, how are you finding working under the former Shamrock Rovers player?
Yeah, very good, I think. And I think I speak for all the boys as well. You know, everyone's enjoying it. You know, he's got a new lease of life. Everyone's got that extra spring in their step. You know, John Russell's in there. You've got Leo, who's doing the goalkeeper coach, and you've got Dave Campbell, who's doing the scouting and other clubs. But, you know, all the boys have brought a new lease of life, and everyone's really buzzing around the camp. And as I said, we're just itching to get going now. More and more games keep coming. But it's just brilliant working under Liam.
Good stuff. Well, look, we wish you well next Friday night against St. Pat's and against Cork the following Monday, and then Finn Harps away. It's not a gentle introduction to the 2019 season. Sure, it's not in terms of the way the fixtures have fallen.
Definitely. You know, the games are coming thick and fast, but you know, no better way. You know, you don't want to be, you know what I mean, waiting around training all week. You know, you'd rather get the games done in and out, but you know, you can start pushing up that table, whether it be a point, 3 points. You know, you can put your wrongs right. So, you know, for the 4 week now, prepare to patch. You know, we'll have a look at the Dundalk game to see what we can improve on for Friday night. And yeah, we'll put it to practice in the training pitch, and we're ready to go on Friday.
Good stuff, Kyle. Thanks for taking the call, and good luck at the showgrounds against Pats in 6 days' time.
No bother, Arsene. Thank you.
Thanks, Kyle. That's Kyle Callum McFadden, the Sligo Rovers captain, last Friday night after their great 1-1 draw against the champions Dundalk. We'll talk Finn Harps in a short while with Gareth Harkin, reflections on Ollie Horgan's side and their trip to Dalyman Park, which ended in a 1-0 defeat. But before that, here's the Sligo Rovers marketing officer Shane Crossan looking ahead to next Friday's match against St. Pat's. It's the first home league game for the Rovers supporters, and lots planned for that game next Friday night. And before that, of course, lots of other fundraising events going on for Rovers.
It's been a short one, to be quite honest, because we've been extremely busy, you know, ever since we had the Christmas shop there talking about last year now in December. And I'm glad to report that season ticket sales has been extremely solid over the off season. Just to give an example, Super Red membership this year is up 20% on last year, which is fantastic to see. And anybody who was there at our open day there last Sunday, you know, the volume of children with their parents there, which was a washout. The rain fell. And it didn't stop, but it didn't prevent anybody from coming, because
liquid sunshine. Jim.
Absolutely, but like the crack we had on the day, and the enjoyment and the smiles on the kids' faces made everything worthwhile. But yeah, no, it's been a short off season. It's been a hard one. A lot of hard work behind the scenes has gone on, and we're really looking forward to now to our first home game against St. Pat's on Friday night.
Can young supporters join the Super Reds at any stage, or is there a cut-off point?
They can join at any stage. We're still taking applicants now for all categories of season tickets. If there's anybody listening in that still wants to purchase an adult season ticket, secondary school, any particular category, Super Ed, there's absolutely no problem.
And what's the easiest way to buy a ticket?
The easiest way is you can log on to sligorovers.com. You can purchase it online. You can call the club on 071-917-1212 and ask to speak to myself or Sandra or Frank. Or alternatively, if anybody wants to email me at shane@sligorovers.com, we'll accommodate them.
For the grown-ups, the deadline for early bird season tickets is closed, am I right?
It's closed, yes. So the prices have gone up slightly since Christmas, but not that much. I wouldn't say for someone, it wouldn't put off people from purchasing season tickets.
Okay, so how much is a season ticket right now?
So for a standard adult, it's €250 now for the year, which is 18 games. The secondary school rate is €80. The concession is, off the top of my head, €170. Going back to the Super Reds is capped at €50. There's been a lot of talk about the Super Reds pack this year. It's been a huge success, you know, as I said, up 20% in last year for €50. You know, the kids under 12 are getting 18 league games, the brand new away jersey, a birthday card on their birthday, a voucher for the party in the showgrounds, the chance to be a mascot. You know, it's I'd safely say it's the best offer that we've had for Super Reds.
Sure. And in terms of the season tickets, we had that anomaly last season where we went Rovers fans went 11 weeks without a game, which was beyond everybody's control in terms of from a Rovers point of view. And that's not really going to happen, or unlikely to happen again, isn't it?
No, it's very unlikely to happen. I mean, I think from even meeting people in the town and even out my own area in Ballymote, you know, people are having withdrawal symptoms at that stage, you know, 11 weeks not being able to go to the showgrounds. So it's nearly like an off season in itself, you know. Yeah. But even like being on the streets, it's like, you know, people are excited this year again. They can't wait to get back to the showgrounds and you know, their routine on a Saturday night and meeting their friends again.
Sure. So the first home game for Sligo Rovers is this Friday night coming. St. Pat's, high spending St. Pat's are the visitors. This is a Friday night home game, which is going to be a rare enough occurrence because Saturday is going to be typically the home match night.
Correct, yeah. You know, Sligo Rovers are associated with Saturday night home games. But ironically enough, this year now our first home game is on Friday night against St. Pat's. We have a huge range of activities planned on the night to celebrate our first home game. And then we have the quick turnaround then, you know, 3 days until we welcome Cork City on the Monday night to the showgrounds. Just going back to the St. Pat's game, you know, bearing in mind that the children are going to be on midterm, we have huge activities planned for them on the evening. We have inflatables being brought down from Dublin in conjunction with the FEI. People would have seen them at back in 2017, so it's like target shooting drills. They'll be all supervised by coaches. We have free face paint for children. We have free popcorn for children. You know, it's just going to be a nice family evening out for everybody involved, you know, and to celebrate the first home game of the season in the showgrounds.
Yeah, this has been a key thing for Rovers, hasn't it, to develop and nurture that family atmosphere at home matches. It's probably reflected in your growing membership with the Super Reds, but the match night experience too is something you've tried to include all the family in, not just dad or mum.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's we're keen to bring as many families as possible to the showgrounds, you know, and a testament to the volunteers and the people working at the club. You know, at the end of last season, we actually received an award at the club awards based on our match day experience. You know, so it's nice to see that people are recognising the efforts that we are making, and you know, it's we have solid attendances for the majority of the home games, and that's a testament to the people involved in the club and the hard work they do and the great support base that we do have.
Give us a quick update finally on Last Man Standing. It's one of your early fundraising.
Last Man Standing, it was a huge success last year. It's looking as if it's going to be equally as successful this time round, if not more. Tickets are €10. They can be bought online again at sligorovers.com or off any committee member or off myself. And it's based on the Premiership. It's the concept where you pay your €10. You pick a team every week in the Premiership to win a game. So, for example, if you pick Manchester United to win this weekend, they win, you're through. If they draw or if they lose, you're out. But if you do pick Man United and they do win, you're through to next round, but you can pick Man United again for week two. So the longer it goes on, the more difficult it gets. So it's €10 to enter. It's great crack. It's €1,000 for the winner. By all means, get involved. And the deadline to get involved is this coming Thursday.
Knowing my luck, I'll get Fulham.
Shane, thanks. Well, I'm a Southampton fan, so...
There you go, that's Shane Crossan, Marketing Officer with Sligo Rovers, and Rovers against Finn Harps will be live online on Ocean FM. Rovers against St. Pat's, I beg your pardon, next Friday night at the showgrounds. Live coverage online from 7:45 on oceanfm.ie, and the second half live with reaction and analysis on the Rovers Hour next Friday night between 9 and 10pm. Reflections to finish on Finn Harps' 1-0 defeat to Bohemians on Friday night at Dalymount Park. Here's Harps' Gareth Harkin.
I suppose it was a lesson. The first half we were well in the game, I thought, like, caught then just probably their first chance of the game, I wouldn't really think. I think it was after 40 minutes, which was disappointing, and they score, but I suppose that's different when you go up a level. It's one chance, one goal. I suppose the second half they dominated a good bit, but we stuck at it. Didn't have as many chances in the second half, but here, it's the first game. We're disappointed. Thought we could get something.
You might have taken the lead, your free kick, and Daniel got in the end of it, came off the base of the post.
Yeah, it would have been the greatest. I thought the keeper saved it from my angle, but he said hit the post. But no, I was unlucky. I say the first goal was going to be a big goal in this game, between the two of us. But unfortunately, took their chance when they got it.
And I suppose missing a couple of big players, Kieran, Keith unavailable, Harry as well.
Yeah, we're like missing a few there. Tomlin there, he's coming in another few weeks. Just like we are missing a few bodies, and well, we'll all get stronger. Like, it's first game, not. Of course, disappointed at the moment, but at the end of the day, it's the first game, and it's a tough place to come any time of the year here.
Would you be encouraged? Sorry, would you be encouraged by the performance?
Yeah, of course. Like Bows are, like at the end, second half of last season, I think they were one of the most informed teams in the country. So we knew we were underdogs, kind of under this. So, but no, we give it a right go, and yeah, we'll keep positive, innit?
Narrow defeat on the road, but if you're going to stay up, it's going to be the fortress Finn Harps, isn't it?
Yeah, home farm's going to be massive for us. Like the first year we stayed up, we made it about a fortress, and then the next year we didn't have as many ones. So we know Finn Park we're going to have to keep it well there. But I know we have a tough one Dundalk next week. But anyways, we'll have to just take the positives out of the night and try to bring them in the next week.
How big of a challenge is it going to be? I mean, this is Harps' first time in a 10-team Premier Division.
Yeah, like, geez, there's no easy games, is there? Like, every game for us is a cup final. Like, there's probably 6-7 teams are probably going to be fighting up for Europe. Like, there may be one or two of us down the bottom. Like, but not here. We go into every game thinking we can win. We have to be positive. See, there and there, we do create chances. So, hopefully, like, the quicker we get the points on the board, the better.
That's Gareth Harkin of Finn Harps speaking to Chris McNulty after Harps 1-0 defeat to Bohemians last Friday. They welcome Dundalk to Finn Park next Friday night. And if you're wondering about the first Northwest Derby, it's coming up soon, Friday the 1st of March at 8 p.m. in Ballybuffet, Finn Harps against Sligo Rovers. A reminder, the Rovers Review is available as a podcast every Sunday evening on oceanfm.ie and on the Ocean FM Sport social media platforms.
The Rovers Review on Ocean FM Sport.